Well, here in the U.S., a storyline from the presidential campaign continues to blaze headlines as Megyn Kelly announced she's leaving Fox News to join NBC. Here's part of her video statement on her Facebook page.
Now, I don't actually know most of you, so perhaps it's not true love, but it's the kind of feeling that makes one feel connected to another human being. And that, after all, is why I believe we're here, human connection. The truth is, I need more of that in my life. In particular, when it comes to my children, who are 7, 5, and 3.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has some thoughts. And David, a lot of people know Megyn Kelly as what the New York Times calls the countervailing presence at the opinion-heavy, right-wing-leaning Fox lineup, someone who took on Donald Trump famously in those exchanges in the debates, her own boss for sexual harassment, and Roger Ailes eventually left the network. So start there. What does this mean for Fox News that she's leaving?
I think it tears a hole in their primetime lineup. The Murdoch family, which controls Fox News as part of the greater Murdoch media empire, had been sort of intending to bet the future of Fox on her, in a sense softening some of Fox's more pugilistic and bombastic edges to somebody who's tough-minded but seemingly largely fair-minded, although perfectly capable of throwing red meat to the network's most faithful and conservative viewers. She'd really played it very cannily there, and she decided that she wanted a career beyond Fox News. But it's an interesting thing because as they were trying for the last year to construct a reality where they could take care of her ambitions to transcend the form of the hour-long sort of combat-driven nightly cable news discussion, the world changed around them. They expected not for there to be a Trump presidency but for Hillary Clinton to be taking up office later this month in the White House, and that maybe things needed to be softened. Right now, this gives them the chance, if they want to, and I think they do, to double down, to become more of a channel sort of catering to its ideological core and to double down on sort of a kind of Trumpism. Rupert Murdoch was very skeptical of Donald Trump coming in. He's now been trying to make up for it and being very supportive, and you see that in what you see a lot of his hosts, Bill O'Reilly, particularly Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and others, have to say on the air.
Yeah. Well, this image that I just laid out that Megyn Kelly now has in many minds, a lot of people are taking on that narrative, Media Matters. Headline reads, you know, as the image that I just described as someone who valiantly took on bullies. But Media Matters headline reads, she has a long history of offensive, out-of-touch comments about minorities. In 2013, in particular, Megyn Kelly complained on air during a roundtable about an article in Slate that suggested maybe Santa could also be black. Here she is.
And when I saw this headline, I kind of laughed and I said, oh, this is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa. You know, and by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white. But this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is. And just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids.
She also went on to say Jesus was a white guy, too, which historically and geographically he probably wasn't. Will those comments make it harder for her to transition to NBC? What does this mean for NBC?
I think that she's desperately hoping to get away from ideology, get away from inflammatory statements at NBC. I think she's looking to be more in the model of Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters, Charlie Rose at CBS, somebody who can go for the soft focus interviews, human interest stories, as well as being able to do more serious news at times. I don't think she wants – I think she – you noticed in the announcement yesterday there was no mention made of MSNBC. She's not seeing herself as a cable animal anymore, and she wants to transcend that. And even though she made statements that were understandably seen as quite insensitive, others said that they were racist, I don't think they reflect who she sees herself as being or what – you know, the great proportion of what she did was, even as there were other kinds of stories that I think she fastened on as a way of cementing her connection to Fox's audience. I think she played her career cannily, and some people say, I think with fair reason, that she deserves the criticism as a result of that. But she wants to leave that behind. From every signal she's given to her associates, to people who know her, she doesn't really want that ideological blanket. And I don't think the kinds of people who will be tuning in the daytime to NBC to watch her will necessarily have that at the forefront of their minds. I think they're going to be saying, you know, is she somebody who can connect? Is her sometimes cool heat in some ways, her intensity from Fox News going to translate to a more inviting and receptive presence for daytime television?
Well, it's interesting. In that Facebook clip, she said she wanted to leave to spend more time with her family, but she will be doing a daily daytime show for NBC as well as a news magazine on Sunday night to maybe go up against 60 Minutes. That's a lot of work there. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you so much for weighing in.
You bet.